I got a bad idea. I'm gonna go away.
Some days everything just seems to work out right. From the moment your feet hit the floor in the morning until you lay your head on the pillow at night, good fortune comes from all directions. I had one of those days recently. The highlight was when I stumbled across a song on Amazon Music called Baby I'm Gone. It was created by a singer-songwriter out of Nashville, Tennessee, who performs under the name Suntalk. His given name is Joseph LeMay, and I was fortunate to track him down at his home. Joseph was kind enough to speak with me as he prepared for his upcoming tour.
I'm gonna cut that teeth. I'm gonna grow my hair real long.
I asked him about the origin of the name Suntalk.
Suntalk conveys or hints at the kind of level of intimacy within the themes and lyrics in the songs. Talking with a son or daughter should be one of the more honest conversations, and I think that's why the name, whenever it was thrown up against the wall, like, what about this? It hit me as like, oh, it works for those reasons.
Intimacy and honesty are the key words. While Suntalk is bearing his own soul, he's also bearing yours. Listen to Baby I'm Gone and see if you and Suntalk haven't walked the same path before. I asked him where a song like Baby I'm Gone comes from.
The thing about Baby I'm Gone is it's one of the few songs that I've written in the midst of the feeling that I'm writing the song about or from. A lot of times I have to go through whatever it is that a song ultimately ends up coming from, go through it, deal with it, process it, and then on the other side, once I've, you know, maybe decompressed and that kind of thing, and can look at it from, you know, a 30,000 foot perspective, then I can see more of what's happening and that kind of thing. But with Baby I'm Gone, like I said, it's one of the few times that, like, I was just so mixed up at the time and didn't know what else to do but write a song.
The first time I listened to the song, Joseph, I thought you might be singing about drugs and the way they sometimes are your friend and sometimes they're your enemy. And the second time I listened to it, I thought maybe you were talking about a girlfriend in the same way. And then I thought perhaps you were talking about leaving your old shameful self behind and reinventing yourself. Were you singing about any of those things?
Yeah, there are quite a few places in your kind of takeaway that really hit the nail on the head as far as what it means for me as the writer of the song. The reason I think that you can't tell if I'm singing about drugs or myself or a girl is because I didn't really know exactly what it was that I was so angry about at the time and what I felt like was controlling me. I felt controlled by feelings that I didn't have a handle on and thoughts, and without meaning to, started just personified that anger and that feeling of control that I felt over me as a toxic person that manipulates and all these things.
You're going to be performing at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville on, I believe it's Sunday, January 27th?
Yep, that sounds right.
In part two of my interview, I asked Suntalk about pain, about his uncommon connection with his audience, and about how a 28-year-old such as himself appears to have gained so much wisdom at such a young age. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Mickey Frank Thomas.